You stupid bitch. Yeah, you're a stupid bitch. You stupid bitch.
Okay. Hi, stupid bitch.
Hello, stupid bitch. Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back to you too. It's good to see you on the other side of my computer again.
I know, as opposed to in person.
I know. So much better to have this distance. I can turn volume up. I can turn volume down. No, it's good to see you, stupid bitch. I've missed this.
I too have missed this. It has been a little while since we were last on a microphone together.
This is true. And what exactly is it we've missed? Well, it's Stupid Bitches Say What, the Aussie podcast about everything and nothing, but always with wine or alcoholic beverage. And your stupid bitch hosts, Skylie Collett.
And Sean Beano-Hipkins.
Oh, has been a hot minute since we've been podcasting together. So a lot has happened in the last, how many months? When was the last one? It was December aired. Six. And it aired.
Yeah.
So about 5 months or so. So what's been happening over your time away from the Mac?
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, there was Christmas, of course.
There was Christmas.
Which, you know, takes up such a big chunk and then it's all over and done with. And then the year starts and then before you know it, oh, shit, it's almost my birthday.
Well, we did go right past my birthday then, didn't we?
Did we?
Easter and everything. But, yes, it is nearly your birthday. In a month we'll be going down to celebrate.
Yes, we will. We're going to Twin Towns. To
Hashtag Twinettes.
Weekend, yes, yeah. Hashtag
Twinnies. We might have to do a little live post from down there.
Yeah. Football is in full swing for me again. Not that I play or anything. No longer part of the committee or on the canteen. Yeah. So no real obligations other than drinking beer on a Friday night and making sure I have coffee on a Saturday morning and sitting in a comfy chair.
Nice.
For the juniors games.
Yeah. And then we've got our podcasting schedule coming in on top of that as well now.
Oh, yes, we're busy beavers. I was saying to beavers, you know, my calendar is booked out until June. Apologies.
You know, it's funny, like, as you have, it's not freedom, but, you know, you have all that free time on Friday nights. It's weird to not know what to do with yourself. But I still end up, a lot of the time, if I'm not doing anything, I'm still drinking wine on a Friday, just in front of the TV.
Am I?
And still speaking shit.
Yeah. Me too. Fancy that.
I know.
But it was a little bit of a culture shock, wasn't it? Like going from recording all the time
and
having our normal break and always, you know, I don't know about you, but when I get to the end, as much as I love doing it, it is nice to have your freedom.
Yeah.
And it's usually just for a little passer, right? It's usually like 6 weeks or so.
Four to six weeks or so. Yeah. I think Christmas is our biggest break. Yeah.
It is. And then we, you know, get straight back into it. But this time it's been 5 months. So it's like, we've been super pumped to come back, haven't we?
Yes, very excited. And what a way to come back with a Eurovision fucking special.
Yeah.
Woohoo. We know you've missed our updates on Eurovision people.
And with season 8. Can you fucking believe that?
I know. 8 seasons now.
8 seasons. We've got 7 seasons done and dusted. So
in the bag.
All you listeners out there, remember we've got some back catalogue and we've gotten better over the years.
Yes. So and the sound has gotten better.
Sound has gotten a lot better.
So thank you for those who've stuck with us throughout that time.
And please go back to our amateur episodes because there's some truly hilarious ones if you can handle the sound issues.
And complete slurring of drunken people.
Yeah, and the mic drops.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
You're on mute.
So what's new, Pussycat?
Whoa. Yeah, so it has been a very big 5 months gone. The reason why we had our break is we had some bad news delivered just around the Christmas period with the passing of my mama. This episode is dedicated to you, Jan Bad. So that's why we just took some time off to just get our shit together, figure out what we're doing, get through shit. But during that time, I've also had some pretty exciting things happen. Vinny and I went and saw Taylor Swift Eras Tour in Sydney in February, which was fucking iconic. I went away. Well, I went down there as a Tay-Tay fan, and I've left as a total Swiftie. 3.5 hours of just amazing fucking shows, music, Friendship Bracelet.
Yeah.
She was incredible. Like at the end of the 3.5 hours, I don't know about you, but whenever we go to a concert or something like that, or even if I'm seeing a long movie and I'm enjoying the movie, but like say about 2/3 of the way through, I wish that it could just fast forward. I'd know exactly everything that happened, but I'd just be at the end and ready to go. And, oh, that was great. This was like at the end of 3.5 hours, I'm like, more. Could have done another hour and a half, 2 hours of it. It was just incredible. The staging, the show, the music, the dancing, just the way it was put together. It was just so fucking good. And we also had a little wee trip to Canada for 2 weeks during that time, which was fantastic. We caught up with our good friend, Kathleen, over in Canada. She showed us around Whistler, Vancouver, and down around her hometown in Chilliwack, which is about an hour south of Canada. And it was fucking great. And it was good to catch up with Kate again and see her in at home environment. Sean, of course, her partner Sean. And yeah, she's an actual avid listener to the podcast. So big shout out to you, Kat. Appreciate your support, Daz.
I must say your 5 months have been a fuck load more exciting than mine have been.
Well, besides, you know, besides that one thing, I guess. But speaking of that too, I got a delivery today. So a dear friend, Natalie Thomas, gave me a gift voucher to when Mum passed to, I don't know if you've seen it advertised on Instagram, it's called Brick Me.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, she gave us a voucher to that. And so it took a while to sort of figure out which picture to use, but sent it off a picture of Mum and it actually arrived today. So I've got the big box of it with all these fucking Lego pieces and shit like that. So we'll be able to put that through and when I finish it, I'll take a photo and we'll post it on socials.
So how many bricks is it?
Oh, it's a shit ton.
Like the normal Lego size or smaller?
The normal Lego size, but the one piece Lego size.
Right.
But there's bags of it. There's, wow. I think, 8 pieces that will fill up squares, like 8 squares like that, sorry.
That's such a great gift, isn't it? It's such a cool thing.
Yeah, and so different as well. So looking forward to building that. One random Friday, Sunday with wine in hand. But yeah, so that was my 5 months. What are you drinking this special Eurovision episode, please?
Well, I've had a very, very busy day already.
You have.
So I was thinking about not drinking at all.
What a stupid bitch.
Got evening plans as well. But once I started, I was like, I can't really do this without a drink in my hand. So I
got
a cheeky carton dry
out
of the fridge, which I don't know if you know this, but I don't think I've ever drunk carton dry on the podcast.
No, it's just been a Ted's.
Dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, or some other beer because I'm not really a carton dry fan, but Tyler and I made an agreement last time we went to the bottle shop that we always get extra dry for me because that's my favorite. So now we're going to switch it up. He picks his favorite one for one carton. I pick mine the next carton and we go back and forth.
Fair enough. That's
drinking good. Carton dry.
It's nice to, what's that word? Compromise every now and then.
Compromise, yes. I'm great.
Just every now and then though.
So pray tell, what are you drinking, you stupid bitch?
Well, I am drinking something I've never drunk on this podcast before either. It's not wine. Mm. It's a -196 double lemon. Those. They're fucking great. Mm. Hang on. Oh, it's got a wonky top.
They're low cal too.
Are they? Love that for me.
I think they're only like 80 or 100 cals.
I have become quite the fan of these 1.6 standard drinks.
Have you tried the grape ones?
I fucking was just about to say to you, I love the grape ones.
And they've just brought out the peach ones and everyone's raving about the peach ones. Apparently it's like the best thing ever.
Okay, so I'll have to try that. Yeah, maybe we'll go halves in a carton. I'm not sure if I'm prepared.
I was going to say the same. Well, not a carton. Oh, yeah, because it's a 10-pack.
A 10-pack.
I think you can get a 4-pack. We'll get a 4-pack. I've seen the 4-packs.
Yeah, because I'm not convinced I'd love it yet.
We'll get a cheeky 4-pack and we'll have 2 each. We'll do it. See how we go.
But the grape ones, I fucking think are delicious. They remind me of bubblegum.
Grape's the kind of flavour that I can either take or leave. It just depends on what flavour, like how the grape tastes.
Have you tried the grape?
I think I've had a sip of someone's. I don't think I've actually brought them for myself because sometimes it's a bit rich for me, that flavour, grape.
A bit rich.
Yeah,
Well, that's rich.
That is rich.
That's a little throwback to Brooks Scullion, our Ireland entry from a couple of years ago.
2022.
Yes. Speaking of Brooks Scullion and how we saw her last year at the Australia Preview, Brisbane, I'm devastated we missed the Eurovision Preview this year.
Because you're in Canada.
I think Canada. It was held quite early, I feel. It could have given us another week and we would have been there.
Would we have, though?
Oh, I totally would have fucking been there, wouldn't you?
Well, I think we were doing Eurovision stuff anyway, weren't we? Oh, yeah. We would have actually parlayed that into, we would have made sure we did our Eurovision listening piece, preparation piece beforehand, then went to the concert.
Gone. Exactly. But the
and
other thing.
Annihilated ourselves.
Again, I cannot really remember the second half of last year's. I don't even know if they had any special acts this year.
I just remember you fangirling over Brooke so much that she was like dodging us. Like, oh God.
that was a drunken end. My biggest fangirl moment was fucking Dami M though. Oh, that was so incredible. And that was another thing I wanted to touch on was that Eurovision on tour that's happening for the first time ever. Yeah. And they're coming over to Australia as well. I had a look at it again today. It's like $89 a ticket. It's at the Tivoli. It's a Wednesday
November,
night.
Isn't it?
November. And even though I've had a look at some of the acts and I'm like, I have no idea who these are. And I'm sure once we get the list of who's coming, we'll play the playlist. But I think it's too good an opportunity to miss, don't you?
I agree. I'm totally in. I was in.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, but if you know who the acts are, you just Google the act, right, and figure out what the
and listen to it.
Entry was.
Yeah. Build our own playlist of it so we can get hyped up before we go.
So would they do like a set, do you reckon, of like all their songs for, you know, like half an hour or 45 minutes or something? Or would they just all
I reckon it would just be Eurovision.
Just play Eurovision songs. Sweet. Yeah, because I don't want to hear their other shit. I just want to hear Eurovision songs.
There's a reason why it didn't take off. And we don't want to be a part of that failure. We just want to hear Eurovision song.
That's it.
So this year there's been some changes to the rules of Eurovision or the format of it, which is exciting. One of them,
I'm glad you're going to talk about this because I know there's been changes, but I can't fucking
recall.
Take it away, Bino, please.
All right. As you wish, please. One of them I'm excited about. And I think should have happened years ago. The other one,
the public vote, isn't it? There's something there about the public vote meaning more or something like that. Is that?
Well, I don't know about that one. That was last year, where I think the public had more of a say in the semis, where I don't think they had previous. And there's one that I'm not too sure how I feel about it, but we'll discuss. So the one I am excited about is now that the big six, the big five, which is, as we know, is Germany, Spain, Italy, France, and England, and the winner who are automatically guaranteed, the previous year's winner who are automatically guaranteed into the grand final, which this year is Sweden, they all get to perform live at the semi-final shows.
I did know about this one. Now, I couldn't remember, but now that you've said it, and I actually think that that is amazing. Like, I think it's always, I mean, you know, what's her face still won with Tattoo.
She's
in a top five anyway, is she?
She wasn't last year, no.
No, of course. So she had to perform in the semis anyway.
Yes.
But I do feel like it.
It's a bit unfair because even though, we get the playlist and you can listen to it, you don't get to see them live. Mm. And seeing them live compared to the playlist is a big difference for some of them.
I get that they go straight through to the finals and that's, I guess, why they've done it. But, yeah, it is, a detriment. You know, it's a disadvantage.
Totally. Yes, because you see everyone else perform and you get hyped up for their performance, like Voyager. Mm. Like seeing that in the semifinal, you're like, yes, now I can't wait to see them in the grand final last year. Mm. And I think previously they used to play a little snippet of them performing of the big five and that. So I think that's good. I think it gives them a bit more of a fair chance that they get to show what they're going to do before the grandee. So I love that. Now, this next one is the one I'm just a bit about. So previously, once after each semi-final, those who qualify, they draw out of a bowl if they're performing in the first or second half of the grand final. They just pull out a slip of paper, it says first half or second half.
Yeah.
And then once that's all determined, the producers then put together the order in which they're running for each half to try and give a good show. So this year, there's a change. So you can either pull out first half, second half, or producer's choice. So there's only six guaranteed slips that acts will be in the first half, six that'll they'll guaranteed be in the second half, and 13 where the producer decides to put you in the first or second half. And I'm just not sure if it gives the production too much control to determine who they want to win or try and influence who they want to win, or if they're going to use it to just make for a better show. What do you think?
Yeah, and I feel like it overcomplicates things a little bit too, doesn't it? And also then it does bring in that uncertainty, like were they robbed because yes. they competed in this final as opposed to this, up against all the amazing acts versus a mixture. But I guess, so what you're saying before, it's always been luck of the draw in terms of first, second final, but the producer decides where they go if they're the beginning.
In that first.
Because sometimes it's a disadvantage to be the first act too, isn't
it? Of course.
The nerves.
You've forgotten about.
You've forgotten about by the end.
Yeah, exactly.
That is interesting.
Another fun thing that's happening this year for the Australian side anyway is that Courtney Act is joining Joel and Miff in their commentary.
You did tell me that. Yeah, that's
which will be cool. So Courtney's going to be doing the behind-the-scenes interviews with the acts, which she'll be great at. And we'll create some good content, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you want to – do you want to have a little overall assessment of the year? What's your opinion of this year's entries overall?
Okay. So I'm not sure how you're going to feel about this, what I'm about to say, but I have to – I think this year there's no songs that I don't like. So in previous years I've gone, ooh, hate that song. And it's been very easily for me to slot maybe three to five acts
in the bottom.
Bottom rankings just because I'm like, ooh, gross, or not into it. It's, you know, too yelly or whatever the case may
be.
This year I have found that across all the acts – and all the entries, I really can find something that I like in every single song.
Well, that's good.
There's definitely some that I like more than others.
Yeah.
But across the board, I find myself, I've probably found myself singing, like when I'm, you know, sitting at my desk or humming something, you know, after I've left the car, to pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, there isn't one this year that I actually really, really, really love.
Yeah.
And I won't reveal who my number one is. And I really do like my number one. I'm not saying that I don't.
Yeah.
But last year I was very invested. And in previous years I've been very invested in who wins and quite disappointed.
And even in your top five. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, quite invested in that and a bit devastated if they didn't rank or if they didn't qualify. So it's awful when you have something in your top five and they don't even qualify to the finals. That's always
a punch in the guts. Especially when you know, like in those previous years where you got those ones you're so passionate about and those ones that you hate and the ones you hate qualify and the others don't.
Yeah. But I do feel that the one that I've picked to win, probably the reason why I've gone for it is because even though I normally don't like to go for the ones that seem the most popular, I do feel like it's got the best of everything in it.
Yeah.
But it's still not, you know, me going, it's the best song in the world, and I can't stop listening to it, and I keep playing it over and over.
Yeah.
I certainly haven't, you know, been that invested, which is like, you know, I guess you're always going to have years like that, right? But at least I can say that there's nothing that I hate.
Yes.
I like them all.
No, I think your overall view of this is exactly how I feel. I agree. There's no songs that I hate. I can sing along to some. There's some I'm like, skip. The thing I found with this year, it seems very much, there seems to be a lot of influence from last year's Cha-Cha-Cha.
Yes, I would
throughout this. So a lot of the songs are quite similar. Some are better than others, as you said, and so I rank them higher, but it seems that very much there are obviously breakout ones, but it seems like the genre is pretty much the same for this year's entries.
A lot of similar acts too, and a lot of techno is making an appearance. A lot of little techno verses in a lot of the songs, which I'm like, whoa, techno's coming back.
Yeah, I know. Good old 90s. Roll in, bitches. But yeah, no, I agree. And the same on the other side. While there is songs that I really like and I enjoy, there's none that I am actually like, oh my fucking God. I think 2017 still goes down as one of my favorite years where it had, that was the one with the yodeler, you know, the yodel rap and fucking My Friend and all of those, where it had all these fun songs and all this shit, and it wasn't just about a formula to win, I guess, which it seems to be this year.
And you can see that. You can see that there's a formula to win, can't you, in a lot of these entries. Like, they're trying either the complete opposite of what they did last year and the year before. And they're going into a very niche space that is like, ooh, I'm not sure that that really works. Don't mind it, but...
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Or they're doing something very, very similar to previous winners.
Yes, exactly. Especially, well, or like trying to emulate the cha-cha-cha from last year. But yeah, no, I agree. Are there any that you feel aren't getting the love that they deserve based on the odds and shit?
Look, I have to say that I really like Hurricane.
Yep.
I can't think of what her name is. Where's my list? I brought my list in.
Is it Nola or something like that?
Nola, I think. Eden Nolan, I think it is. I've got the countries, but not the artists. I feel like that's not getting a lot of love. And you guys all hate that Iceland one, Scared of Heights. And Tyler hates it. You guys were saying that you didn't like it when I saw you on Saturday. I actually think it's quite a bit of a belter. I don't think her singing ability will translate very well.
Yeah. Because
it's a live clip. And while she can sing quite well, I don't think it's where it needs to be to win Eurovision or, you know, I don't even think she'll qualify, to be fair. But I don't hate it. Everyone else seems to be like, this song is so shit. And I'm like, quite like it.
These were my comments on her act when I first was watching and doing my ranking. You dumb bitch. Like, maybe if it was 1981 and not a day into 1982, it's shit. Like, super fucking corny, dumb bitch.
That is so harsh and mean. Mine was, listen to this. I like this. Even though everyone else hates it, shit singer.
It just seems really corny for me. I don't know what it is. It's just such a corny song.
She was low to medium for me.
Yes. Well, Israel is actually ranked 8th in the overall odds. So it is getting a bit of love.
Yeah,
and I agree. I don't mind that song either. What was my notes for? Quite good. Much better than last year. It's good. I like it a lot, but not too much.
What do you liked last year?
Oh, no, I didn't. Unicorn, wasn't it?
Can I ask you about two, actually, and I want to hear what your comments were. So listeners, we got together on Saturday night and had planned to do some preparation for the podcast season, just myself and Sean, and our husbands went out and got drunk together at the pub while we did that. Then they came back and then we agreed that we would all sit down and make our notes and listen to Eurovision from start to finish. We did not do that. I think we got to Croatia, which is about the 5th song on the list.
Yeah.
And
pull the pin.
Everyone's talking too much. I believe your husband was the culprit in that scenario.
I do believe that you also spoke for the last 2 songs and did not make notes. So
I don't remember that at all.
It's a two-way street with you and Vinny on that one.
I don't know about that one. So we canned it.
Yeah.
So we've gone back and done it. You guys had already done most of it anyway, hadn't you?
We'd already done one. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went and did it like during the week. So we haven't had the chance to cross. The whole plan was that once we had reviewed the songs, we would go through our comments together and discuss. Again, didn't happen. So our comments are, we're just hearing about each other.
For the first time.
For the first time. So what I really want to hear from you is about, what do you think of Lithuania?
Oh, okay. So for Lithuania, I said, reminds me of the Vine vid of the guys. There's a Vine vid of the guys where there's 5 of them stood there, and I think they sort of all did the same moves together. What else did I say? Like it. Not sure if it's a high, as in, so I was ranking mine high, medium, low, and then would sort of rank them after that. Not sure if it's a high, but I am, faux shiz. Could do well, a soft spot, but yes. In the end, it kind of got a bit of a low M.
Okay.
What did you say?
So I really like it. I had probs out of all the ones that grabbed me the most, but not number one, top 5. So
which one is it again?
Mine,
is that the one where the guys are in the car? Is that them in the car driving?
No, he's got I think he's got funny teeth. Like, I think there's a gap in the front and he's got sort of like weird eye shadow on. He's quite skinny. Looks like one from last year. I can't remember the act. You'll know it. It's
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, I didn't mind him either.
Very
yeah.
unique.
Yeah.
Tyler hates it.
Oh, I didn't hate it.
I think he ranked it his last one or close to his last
one. Oh, wow.
One.
Yeah, no, I didn't hate it. As you said, though, it was just hard because there were so many similar ones. So when you came to ranking some of them, I'm just like, I'll just put that one. Then I'll just put that one going off my comments.
Yep. And then, okay, one more. What about Moldova?
Moldova, I put, yeah, could do well. Ooh, I like it. Make it happen. Can't wait to see what you do with a dollar. Because I think the film clip was quite povo.
That's what Tyler was saying too. He's like, budget, super yeah. budget.
I can't wait to see what they do with the dollar. Yeah.
Some of them don't have a very high budget for it.
Oh, that's where they're just standing on stage.
Yes, and the clapping and yes. the violins at yes. the end. So yeah. I had Love the Violins, Better Than Europapa, or The Loop. So sometimes when I was ranking, I'd make sure that I put a comment about which song.
So you knew.
So I knew where I could rank them above. Like the clapping. And then originally I had top 20, and then I've gone back and put another comment saying maybe higher than top 20.
Do you want to say where you ranked them?
No, not yet. I think we're going to save that for the boys, aren't we? We're going to do it together.
Well, we're going to give our top one each, and then right. we'll go through the top five of
all of us.
Yeah. Okay, so it's up to you. You don't have to.
So Moldova, I gave 11.
I gave Moldova an 8.
Oh, so you even did better than me on them.
Yeah. Okay, they're in my top 10.
And Luktek, I gave 5. Number 5.
Oh, yeah. I gave them 20.
Well, actually, I better just double check because I did that.
You did give them a 5.
Yeah. And then, yeah, 11 is in the middle.
And I gave them a 20. All right. So I want to know from you, I'll ask you two now. What did you think of, what did you put for Spain, Zora?
Okay. I know why you're asking me this one. Hang on, where is it? Let me just find it. Okay. Old lady, but cool. Catchy, not terrible. Extra points for being old. Top 20-ish.
Is she younger than you or how old is she?
I'm pretty sure she's fucking not, bitch. And you're older than me anyway, so isn't it fucking, is she younger than you?
Who was it again? Spain.
I don't have the name Spain. So I gave her, what I actually didn't rate her too bad, I don't think. I gave her 18. I didn't mind it. I really didn't mind it. It's a grower too, I think. And the film clip's actually very, very cool, I think.
Let me have a look. So the song's Zora. I'm just going to look up Nebulosa.
Oh, you want to see how old she is?
I want to see how old she is. Nebulosa. She's
definitely got to be 50s.
Right. Spanish electropop duo from consisting of Maria. Oh, okay. You're right. She's born in 1968.
There you go. Told you. So that would make her what? She'd be in her 60s. Oh, she'd be.
She's 9 years older than me. She's 56.
Yeah.
Oh, good on her. Good old little bitch getting in there.
Extra points for being old.
Please. All right. So
what did you put for it? Or did you already read what you put?
Yeah, that's the one I said. Oh, hang on.
No, I don't think you read it, actually.
I said, I'm embarrassingly into this, ... a lot. I'm in love, the bridge and chorus. And I gave them 4th in my top 5.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I respect that.
We will keep Ireland and Australia for the boys.
Okay, sure.
Okay, now I'm intrigued with this one for you.
Okay.
San Marino.
Okay. So where are we? This really hurt me to do this. Don't hate it and usually love San Marino, top 25 or lower. Then I went back and put bit shit. Might bump into 30s.
Wow. And you ranked it overall?
Overall, I gave it. 37.
Dead last to your actor, yeah.
Which I normally love San Marino. The last 2 years I've loved San Marino's and ranked it. I don't think it got in my top five, but it definitely was in my top 10, top 15. I think both years San Marino's been in my top 10.
Been quite good. So now I'm conflicted again in giving this information. So my cousin Oliver and his wife, I don't know if that makes him my cousin as well, Mags, they're in a band Casino Moon, and they actually tried out to represent San Marino in Eurovision this year. And they did really well. They got through to the live to the semi-final round. I think there was out of how many hundreds that got through, 100 and something got through to the semi-finals. They performed live on San Marino TV, but they didn't qualify to the grand final, of which only 10 acts got through. So they did extremely well, and we're very proud of them.
Yeah.
And it would have been amazing. We were actually going to just draw out on our mortgage and go to Sweden and get to see them somehow performing if they'd got through. So I feel a bit bad about this because I should hate whoever got through.
Well, really, that's why I gave them last places, because I hate them, because they were
what they did to Ali and Max, Casino Moon.
Yeah, that's really why I did it.
So I ranked them ninth in my thing.
Ooh.
I said totally gaga, but I like it. My first high, my first H, total bopper, should be good on the toast. I mean, stage. So when I was writing, I think someone said something about toast. I said, should be good on the toast.
Had toast on the brain.
I mean, stage. But yeah, okay. No, that was fun.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm super surprised by that.
It is interesting because there's a lot of so what we've done, dear listeners at home, is myself, Sky, my husband, and Sky's husband, Vinny and Tyler, we ranked all the acts from 1 to 37. We've compiled our scores together, and we now have the Stupid Bitches Say What top five, which we'll go through later. The lowest points obviously mean the higher ranking they got, because we gave them 1, 2, 3, 4. So we'll go through those, but it's been funny because there's a lot of, when I was putting the scores in, there's a lot of acts that we sort of group around the same space, the same placings, some are exact, and then there's some that are just fucking far off, i.e. San Marino.
Yeah. Do you know what I wrote at the top of my thing? I'll bring it forward and see. Can you read that?
But...
Because it was a Wednesday night and we were so trashed from the Saturday session that the four of us had, that it took us days and days to recover. And it got to Wednesday night and I said, Charlotte, because we were busy Thursday and Friday, so we've got to rank all the Eurovision songs for the podcast. And he's like, yep, cool, I'm fine with that. So we're not going to drink. We are just going to sit up and rank them, right? So, of course, we drank.
Yeah.
And drank two bottles of wine together. And I probably drank the lion's share of those two bottles. But when we started, we both kept farting.
Oh,
and then we both were stinking each other out.
Oh, God. And I can imagine that room.
Farts. And I forgot all about it until I'm looking. I'm like, oh, I wrote farts at the top. That's right.
To remind me of the day we Dutch ovened each other in the bedroom.
Oh, that's a common occurrence in our house.
Same. I get in trouble for it, but then Vinny does the exact same shit.
Yeah, Carla gets in a lot of trouble for it, but then I also do it to him. So.
Fart as you nat. So, and I should also say, so we'll get the boys in a minute. We'll go through our top ones, the top fives, and talk about some of our rankings. But I shall also say that this is as of the 20th of April is what our rankings were. Shit may change between now and then, but this is as of now.
What, you're going to accept amendments?
No. I mean, personally, things might change for us.
Oh, right. So when we actually see the finale, we may...
Of course.
About some of our rankings after we listen to it more. That's fair, yeah.
Well, I think, oh no, I'll wait until we get the boys in for this. Mm-hmm. All right, should we get the boys in?
Yeah. And now it's time to introduce our husbands. All the way from West End, it's Vincent Kirby. Welcome, Vincent.
Bonjour. Hi. Hello, everyone.
And all the way from right beside me is my husband, Tyler Baker.
Yeah.
Welcome, stupid bitches, to our season 8 premiere. And what a way to start with our Eurovision app, eh? So Sky and I have gone through our thoughts on this season and touched on it just a couple of songs. So what's your overall thought of this year's entries of Survivor, of Eurovision, Tyler?
All round, I don't think it's as good as the last 2 years. I mean, they're all sort of on the same like level. Like, it's going to be hard to pick, I think, who's actually going to win it.
Yeah.
So they're all very similar levels, just not as good as the last couple of years. Like, yeah. The last 2 years, there was probably five or six where you could have picked to win it.
Yeah.
Whereas this year, it's like, it's a bit hard to pick.
It's a mix. Yeah, Sky and I agreed, said the exact same thing, that this year it's all very similar, and it's going to come down to, I guess, their performance, isn't it, really, their stage presence and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, yeah.
So the odds really probably don't have too much weight on who's going to get through and mm-hmm. where they're going to place. How about you, Vincenzo? What's your overall opinion?
Oh, look,
Ireland to win.
Well, look, I decided to put that that bias to one side for this year and just go, look, don't put Australia and Ireland automatically in your top five. Just do it purely on the song. But I do agree with what everyone else is saying. I don't feel it's been as good as other years. But what I am really surprised about is some of the usual year's hard hitters that I usually place in my top 10 are way down the other side this year, mm-hmm. especially the likes of Italy. They've gone really far down. Italy and France in particular are two surprises for me that I really didn't kind of get into them this year as much. So they've placed way down, which was a bit of a surprise. But generally overall. Speaking, I think they're quite, all of them are quite different. I didn't think they were all the same. And especially my top five, the top five are completely different.
Mm.
Different songs, none of them sound the same. But yeah, look, overall, not as great as other years, but still thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah, it's a good playlist, yeah. I enjoy a lot of the songs.
I enjoy it too, yeah. It's a good playlist. And, you know, like we were talking about it earlier this year, the whole mission when it's brand new and starting that journey, it's like, oh, you know, so yes. many songs to get through and they're all brand new. But then once you listen to it, I reckon by the second run through, you're like, that's right. I didn't mind this that first
yes.
listen. And then it gets better and better and better and better.
Agreed.
And
better. Yeah, you start humming along a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I quite like this one.
Yeah, it's a bump.
Grower.
Yeah. When the first run through goes, you're like, oh, this is shit. Oh. Not boring. Don't like any of them. But then, yeah, yeah. Jigging away in the car to them.
I find myself grabbing a pen and paper when I'm listening to the playlist, especially at the start where I hear a song and I'm like, oh, I really like that one. Check my iPhone to see which country it's on and write it down. I kind of go, oh, yeah, that's the one now. So if I'm on the bus, then I just flick straight to that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm on limited time. But if I'm at home cleaning or doing whatever thing, everyone just hanging around home, I just listen to it all through.
That's the annoying thing about the playlist is I don't have the fucking country.
Mm. I was just going to say that. That's definitely feedback for Spotify and Amazon. I mean,
and Apple Music,
if you're listening. Fucking put the countries on, man.
Yeah.
How hard is it?
Yeah. I know. Agreed. All right. So should we go into what our top one pick is?
Sure. Let's
Do you want to go first, Tyler? Who's your number one? We can read out our comments for each person's number one.
Okay. mine is Albania, number one, Titan. It was excellent. I thought she had a bit of everything, performance, singing. She's pretty hot. The outfit was pretty good. And yeah, the dancing I thought was pretty good too. Like the performance, I think it's going to be good live.
He's a sucker for a hot chick, mate.
Yes. Look, I will give you slow-mo though.
Slow-mo.
That was a great fucking stage presence and song.
Yeah. A performance that was,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But read your comments. Mine. Yeah.
Actually, I did say about the dancers, I said she was hot. Dumb dancers and good singer, but I have more thoughts than that. That was just the gist of what I was writing down.
Some of his comments are super offensive, man.
I love it.
Yeah, I told you I was going to go brutal.
Yeah, you got to be passionate.
Brutal this year.
Should we reveal where we ranked everyone's top one as well in this discussion?
Sure, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I like reading the comments because they're usually pretty
funny. All right, you go, Vinny. What was your Albania?
Oh, do you want to know where it placed in my list?
And your comments, yeah.
Right, okay. Sorry, Tyler. But Albania came in at number 30.
Ooh.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah, thank God we're in different suburbs doing the podcast this afternoon.
Interesting.
Comments I made was, I like it so far. It faded in the middle. I feel like she was a bit of an imposter. It kind of went nowhere, really. It kind of went nowhere, really. And then at the end, it just completely annoyed me. Now, bear in mind, I was a bit brutal like you, Tyler. I did have a couple of beers in me at the time as well. I may have had two or three whiskeys. So I had my Simon Cowell hat on. Yeah.
The drunk tongue speaks the sober mind.
I will say that mask, the headpiece she was wearing was a bit dumb, though.
Mm. Yeah, it was very Sheldon Riley.
Well, when she... Beans. Sorry?
It was very Sheldon Riley.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like the way she wore it, though.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to be unique these days.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when you look at all the Eurovisions, it's been done. It's been done.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be super creative to be unique.
Yeah. What about you, Scott? Where did you put Albania?
Well, look, I put her at 19. but originally I actually said top 10, not number one. And then she obviously moved up a bit tonight and ended up on 19. But my comments were red dress, horse, Tyler reckons... Tyler reckons number one, but not a winner.
All right. So I ranked Albania 13. Ooh. My comments were go girl, bit of a boss, copycat, question mark. Because the same thing, I thought of Sheldon Riley with the
mask.
And there was a few other things she did. I think there was something that was very tattoo-y, or there was a few things that seemed that reminded me of other acts. Yeah. I said a little pocket rocket. Because she was quite short, wasn't she? But she looked like she'd fucking punch your face in. Don't think it's strong enough. Ooh, funky at the end.
I will say there was a lot of songs I did think that tried to did copy, like try and do a bit of slow-mo. Slow-mo feel like they just tried it,
like the sexiness.
Yeah, they tried to be sexy and stuff, but it didn't really work.
You can't top slow-mo.
Nah,
that chick is sexy as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, the whole fucking with the flashing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The I do remember the horse though now.
Yeah. Oh, the horse! I forgot about the horse. Yeah.
All right, Prentice, what's your number one and your reasonings, please?
My number one. It tied in for a while, but I'm. But I thought about it more, listened to it more. It went back to be my number one. It's not for the words. It's more for the music. And it's Croatia, Baby Lasagna.
I'm shocked at that.
I absolutely love it. Like when I put on the playlist, I just go straight to Croatia. And it just gets me in the humor to like boogie, drink, party, everything. Like I cannot wait to watch it on the actual live show. It just makes me wonder, and sorry to anyone who's from Croatia listening, because no doubt there's a few, how come there's no one famous from Croatia? You know, they can pull out these crazy songs, like this mental music, but you never hear of anyone from Croatia.
Yeah.
It's like, do you only come alive at Eurovision time or what?
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out Baby Lasagna. Like, before I even heard the song and I saw the words Baby Lasagna, I thought, I'm writing this one off. But I listened to it and I'm like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Where did you rank Croatia, Sky?
So I think Croatia ended up at 10, but I was the opposite of you, Vinny. At the beginning, I thought I would end up ranking it high because I liked it from the straight up, but then I had to bump it because more came up for me. But let me put my notes. So where are we? Croatia. Here we go. I said, think this is definitely top five. And then I've gone top five brackets, possibly. So you can see how it ended up pushed to 10 because that was my favorite. So it was holding fifth place for a while, or at least 1 to 5, but then it bumped to 10.
So I said 22.
Oh, wow.
So I said, hot fella. Good chorus, but verses are silly. It's a bit crazy frog, but I do like it. I just think the words are a bit dumb. And so the thing I think with Croatia is, like, it's got that whole thing where it does anxiety attack, whoa. That, like, as much as that's really energy driving and, yeah, you get into it and scream. Oh, shit, where have he gone? it's also it just seems to me like that is just so done in so many songs, the whole and all that shit. So, and I think because it was number one in the odds for ages and it's slowly been dropping, and I think because I just don't think the song's got legs to be a real fucking banger that'll go on and on, that people will love forever. I think it'll just be bored by the end of it.
And part of that I agree with, but going back to what I had originally said, for me it's about the music. Like that whole, like if you were there and you were watching that live and you were up the front, you would have whiplash.
Yeah,
you know, you'd get so into it. Well, I would anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I'm not questioning why you like it either. I'm just saying it's 22 for Millie. How about you, Tyler?
I had it in my number four.
Oh. Tyler.
Yeah. So I where's my notes? Yeah, so I said it's an awesome song. It's a good rock song for Eurovision, I thought.
Yeah.
Like the music, I thought it was pretty good. But a lot of weird lyrics, like,
yes.
Hi, cat, meow, back.
I love something. That part. That's my favorite part.
That's what got weird for me. I was like, oh,
bye,
that's
cat, please meow back.
It sounds like it takes some piece a little bit.
That's what I thought. The words were dumb.
Isn't that Eurovision, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right. But. I thought it was pretty decent. I think it will do well. We ended up watching two live versions of it. So there was one live version where they were doing the Eurovision on tour thing. It was like
Eurovision
Spain or something. So they must have went on tour in Spain after, like, before Eurovision starts. And they were like getting the crowd into it and stuff. And they weren't they weren't taking it like super seriously. They were just like singing the song. And then that's when you were like, oh, it's a bit. I don't think it's going to hold up in a live performance.
Oh, wow.
And then we ended up watching their national final for Croatia, and it was fucking awesome.
And they killed it. It was very good. So it is going to be one of those ones. I think they'll absolutely qualify. They have to, right?
They've got too much hype. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. The hype's already there.
And but I love their name. I love their name. What is it? Rim Tim Tuggy Dim.
By Baby Lasagna. Rim
Tim. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's the name of the song, isn't it?
It's like a number 27 on it.
Tim Tuggy Dim. Yeah.
Yeah. Rim Tim Tuggy Dim. All right. Yeah, but you're right. It does come down to the performance on the night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How are you going to? So, Sky, what's your number one?
So, look, my number one is Nemo, The Code from Switzerland.
Very good.
And look, I think it came down to the fact that I really couldn't decide between a lot of them. And then I think because I'd watched his live performance and then we watched it again when we did the ranking as well, and we watched it on Saturday night, I felt like out of everything that I'd seen, he was just stand out the best performer and the best live performer that I see. And I think the live performance is so, so crucial. And it was flawless.
Yeah.
So for me, I just had to give him the number one. But there's others that I equally like as well. I think I was more going with, I think he's going to win it, and I'm going number one. But my comments, because it was towards the end of the evening and it was the third last song, I just added comments, number one, then The Tower, then Always on the Run. I was trying to finalize where I was putting it. And I was like, you know, warring with myself about where I'm putting it. So there wasn't even any comments about the song. It was more about my rankings.
Yeah. How you going to place it out?
Yeah.
So my
Shiny.
My comments were, I also ranked The Code number one as my pick.
Ooh.
And I know that they're doing well in the odds now, but I was a fan of The Code from the get-go, wasn't I not?
Well, you were. I remember you telling me. I liked it from the beginning because it came out early too, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I remember laying in bed playing it to Vinny and trying to get Vinny hyped into it. I'm like, listen to this. And he was trying not to get involved, but I could see he was interested and he was just trying to feign his interest. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh. Went into the bathroom. Turn it up.
My comments were, I'm in love with them. I'm in love with that song. I like the clip. It's a bit of a journey of their life story. And they better own the different personas on stage.
Oh, my God, totally. As great as the live version is, I think they need to make sure that they do the costume changes from the film clip, because that's part of the film clip that I really, really love how they've got the bunny hat on and all the different stages that they go through.
Yes.
I think is so good. So
helps tell the story. Yeah.
They find a way to put that into the final performance as well as
that could also, I reckon the costume changes could also fuck them up if they do it too much. Like,
You can't be too busy.
They'd have to get it perfect every time they change costumes.
Yeah.
It would be hard to get changed mid-song while you're singing. Like,
yeah, they need one of those reveal ones where it's like a quick...
Yeah.
Or at least like two costume changes, not as many, like something, you know, really significant.
Yeah. And then I've got opera moments, totally, I don't even know what it says, but I love the mix of opera and rap in it as well.
Yeah.
Tyler, what's your... take.
I had it at number five
because
I hadn't heard it for ages. And then I think the first time I heard it was just...
You had it at four originally, but then he bumped it.
Yeah. So I was actually stuck on where to put that. I even had it in, like I was going to put it at number two and then I went, no, because then there was a couple others. I was like, yeah, I'm going to put them there. But I think they have a good chance of winning. He's like Sky said, his live performance was on point when we watched it.
Flawless.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong at all.
The way you can just get straight into that high. Is it a falsetto or soprano?
I'm just wondering how they're going to do that costume change thing if they do it and what costume he's going to wear if they do it.
Yeah.
They could pull it off and it would help him massively, or he could fuck it up and that could, you know,
they will have professional stagers and costume makers working with them in the lead up to this, that like anything they put on would just be easily transferable into a whipped off
if they go down that road.
But we've seen it happen though, like, you know, think about France last year and also Kate Miller-Heidke, like when France, because of the height, and yes, it's different to a costume change, it doesn't translate as well as it does from the film clip, because that fucked her up. Her final performance, French one last year, because she was on that height, and I think she was too high, and it was, you know, you remember the big brick she was on? I think that impacted how well she sung and performed because she was so high and
couldn't move anywhere,
and the dress and everything like that. And the same with Kate Miller-Heidke. She's on this thing.
Ooh, I don't know. I think with Kate Miller-Heidke, I thought she sounded excellent bouncing around on there too, and I think that really helped her in the semi.
Well, I love the fact that Kate Miller-Heidke was bouncing around. All I didn't like is the fact that the camera stayed on her and not back in the crowd, where you could actually see the effect of the whole swing.
And she was able to hold her.
And to be able to hold her voice on her own during that. That's like a masterclass in singing.
See, I think it was great, but the critics were like, you know, the performance was lacking because they were trying to do too much, I think, or trying it like it wasn't.
The only movement was that.
Fine line between doing too much.
Yeah. And
simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creative.
All right. So let's go into the stupid bitches.
Sorry, Vincent. Vincent needs to tell us his comments.
That's okay. So Switzerland, the code, I placed him third. My comment was, and I'll keep it quick,
that's all right,
it's pretty much the full package. They've got the song, they've got the music, they've got the video and the voice. Let's see, they even got a kiss from me.
Oh, kiss swish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
And the thing with Switzerland is they always come out with really original hard hitting stuff and then just never pack the punch on the night. It's like, have Europe got a vendetta against Switzerland? It's probably because they're Switzerland. So neutral.
Yeah.
But after Switzerland was in my top three, I think I might have even, I think it was, I rated it three or four, I think, last year. I love Switzerland, remember?
What was Switzerland last year?
It was the guy and the girl in the room. And remember, she had like the shaved undercut thing and they were singing into each other's faces, but she was fighting with the family at the beginning.
Yeah. I think I like that one too.
And they were huge pop stars, I think, in Switzerland as well. Quite famous.
Okay, now, sorry to cut your grass there, Vin. Well, no, you're not allowed to look at this. Try not to look. Look just into the computer. Look at Sky.
I look at myself. Look at yourself.
All right, so I'm going to reveal our top five of our collective stupid bitches said what scores. So it's like golf. The lower the score, the better. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number five with 38 points overall was Germany, Always on the Run by Isaac.
Oh, So collectively that got number five from all of us. Yeah. Okay. So you guys must have ranked it really high then too. I know Tyler liked it.
Well, I ranked it 18th. Sky ranked it third. Vinny ranked it 8th. And Tyler ranked it 9th.
Yeah. Oh, we were the same player.
My high points brought it up.
Yeah. Coming in fourth place with a total of 37 points is Croatia's Baby Lasagne. By Rim Tim Taggy Dim by Baby Lasagne.
Reasonable, agree.
I gave it, as we know, 22. Sky gave it 10. Vinny gave it 1. And Tyler gave it 4. Third place with 15 points is Poland, The Tower by Luna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. I gave it 5. Sky gave it 2. Vinny gave it 5. Tyler gave it 3. So that made our top 5 overall for everyone.
That's a great song.
It is a good song. I love that song. Coming in second by just 1 point with 14 total points is Denmark with The Sand by Saba.
Oh, yes, we all like that,
didn't we? This is interesting, this one, because Vinny, Tyler, and I both gave it 2. We ranked it as our second, and Sky ranked it 8.
You're not in the sand club.
I love it. But, you know, there was other songs that
she did need. She needs to move around a little bit more.
Yes, Tyler was very critical of her performance skills.
The arms stuff was pretty good, but I don't think that's going to get you the win. You need to
move
around on the stage at least.
She's not even listed as a qualifying act, which I think is interesting because when we did it with Belinda and Maria, they both had sand up there as well. So hopefully, and the performance, people will get behind it and fucking, because we all seem to love it, so.
And I just add.
Yeah.
With sand, it always just hummed along in the background in the playlist. For me, I never picked it as that's catchy. But once we watched it that night with the girls, I just went, wow, oh my God, I think I found a new favorite here. Mm. And I remember only half paying attention to her. And then when she was going crazy on her notes and stuff, I was like, who's that girl?
Yeah. I love it. I think it's great.
She's a great singer.
Yeah. I didn't put it as my number 2 until when we were ranking them the other night. I didn't, it wasn't even close to me. And then I listened to it again and I was like, oh,
okay. And she got you straight up there. That's excellent. Yeah. And now I don't think it's any surprise that our number 1 song with a score of 10 is Switzerland's The Code by Nemo.
Well done.
Sky and I ranked at 1, Vinny ranked at 3, and Tyler ranked at 5. That's pretty cool. It'll be interesting to see how they go.
It'd be very interesting to see how sand goes too.
Yeah. So based on the odds, so as we know, there's 37 total. Switzerland's ranked number 1. Sand is ranked 25. The Tower's ranked 27.
What?
Croatia's ranked.
I have a problem with Poland, telling you. I have a problem with Poland.
And Germany's ranked 28 overall. So our views compared to the odds are some align and some are completely different. So I'll quickly go through what our bottom 5 were.
Yeah, go.
So coming in at 33rd was Portugal with Grito by Lalanda.
That's a bit of a grower. I don't mind that.
Well, we gave it 120. It got 120 points from us overall, but it's ranked 34th. Coming in 30 in the odds. Coming in 34 is Greece Zari by Marina Sati.
I had her last.
Yeah, Vinny had her last.
Oh, Zari. Yeah, the weird film clip with the dude that starts off normal and is fucked up by the end. In the cab and everything.
Greece, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tourist
lady. One. Yeah, I gave it 28.
Yes, you and Sky gave it 28 and I gave it 29. In the odds, it's ranked 7.
Jeez.
What? Yeah.
You just don't know, do you?
Yeah. So she got 122 points off of us. Coming in 35th is Iceland, Scared of Heights by Hiera Björk.
Poor Iceland.
Oh, God. What were they doing this year? They must have been stuck.
I didn't mind it.
Oh, it's the volcano. That's what happened.
So it's 29 in the odds. I gave it 36. Sky gave it 29. Vinny gave it 36. So me and Vinny gave it the same. Tyler gave it 27. So Sky, for someone who didn't mind it, you ranked it 29. Tyler ranked it higher than you.
There was lots in that chunk. Yeah. That ended up just sort of being similar ranked, but it didn't mean I didn't like them. They just all ended up, you know, together and I just went bang, bang, bang numbers next to them.
Yeah, to be honest, my bottom 10 was sort of...
Yeah, same, same.
It's like, what's the difference between 27 and 28?
Use your comment.
My bottom ones were my bottom ones.
Yeah,
same. Enough, yeah, I had a few lows that were definite lows. Coming in at 36th place is Georgia Firefighter by Nusta.
Oh, Tyler quite likes that one.
Well, that was, well, Tyler
gave actually, it no, I fucked it up.
Yeah. So she's odds in the odds is 18th, but Tyler gave her 33. Guy gave it 36, I gave it 31, and Vinny gave it 29. So we all had the same sort of view. Now, what do you think our last place one is?
If you had to say. I don't know. It's hard. This is
so interesting. Finland, maybe? Collective.
Finland? Huh? Finland?
Estonia? What do you
think? What do you think? Well, you've seen it now, haven't you?
Yeah.
So it's Finland, No Rules by Windows 95 Man.
Oh. You're right, baby.
Yeah.
I quite like No Rules. It's really catchy. The film clip is so bad and the singing is so bad. But I find myself singing to it in the kitchen. I'm like,
I found it a bit disturbing.
No Rules. Yeah, we sang that. So it's
when they give him his pants and they put him down on the clothesline, his denim shorts, and he puts them on. It's the dumbest thing ever, but I love it.
So he's ranked 12th in the odds, but Tyler ranked him last. Followed by Sky, who ranked him at 34th, then Vinny at 33. I gave it 28. So I was the most generous with it, and I still don't really like it.
It was just, I think it's just an absolute disaster, like compared to last year, where we were kind of going, yay, number one, by the way.
Look, I'll be really pissed that this will be one that'll get through and something like Sand won't.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Iceland and Finland just like wrote this year off?
Probably. It's kind of a little, maybe. You
know what I mean? Because I just sort of had that feel where they were just sort of like taking the piss a little bit.
Yeah. I think Iceland for sure, but I think Finland are pretty full sure themselves with Windows 95, man. Yeah. I think they've got that.
They think it's got the... about
them that it's going to be as catchy and out there. But it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Video does nothing for it. His voice doesn't do anything. Windows 95.
He's like not going to be a great live performer either, I don't think.
Horrible.
I think I actually put that in my notes.
The film clip that we've seen of it on YouTube where it's live, it's just like, oh, he sounds horrendous. But they'll probably have that little hype, and the fact that they'll go off the success of Cha-Cha-Cha from last year, people will probably vote it through.
Can we do our notes for it?
Yeah, for Finland.
Yeah.
Go on.
Mine was in capitals. I don't know if you can see that there. Dumb as fuck. See it on the caps right there.
What did you have, Vinny?
I said it's exactly what the song says, the 90s. And the 90s called, they're looking for their song back. You couldn't be more Eurovision if you tried.
I said that about Europapa.
What did you say for Finland, Sky?
I said, catchy, I like it, but can't rate high because of the shit singing.
I said, performance is fun, but terrible vocals. Dumb song, but fun. Totally fucking Eurovision.
It is totally fucking Eurovision, but the bonkers side of it.
All right, so we'll discuss the elephants in the room. Let's go and chat about Ireland and Australia. So overall, Ireland ranked 18th in our scoring.
Bad.
I gave her 6. Vinny gave her 6, and that was without any collusion.
Mm-hmm.
Sky gave it 27, and Tyler gave it 34. Overall, in the odds, she's now 10th.
Oh, really? Wow! Yes.
Which surprised me.
So, didn't me.
Okay, well, we might start with you for your comments for Ireland then.
I just said. Well, I think I'd listened to it to death by the time I came to adding my comments. So they're probably all in my head. But I just went, well, obviously very, very different to what Ireland has ever put in before.
Yep.
I said she's very Amy Winehouse crossed with Kate Bush.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish her all the best. Like, if anything, I hope it puts her out there and gets her a bit of a brand and a reputation and she can go on.
I think it will definitely do good things for her if she...
Yeah, it has to. It's quite sad, really. There's, like, the older Eurovision fans in Ireland, as in, like, you know, our parents' generation, are like, oh, it's blasphemous. They've put a witch on the stage and this is witchcraft and all this kind of stuff. And it's like... God almighty, are you failing to see the girl's talent? Like, well, it's not everyone's cup of tea. She's an absolute performer. Mm. Give her a chance. Don't rob her of an opportunity. It's Eurovision 2024, not 74.
And I don't think, and luckily, hopefully a lot of that generation won't be the type that'll get in there and give their 10 points.
Yeah, I don't think they have the capability of nap.
Where's the NEP?
Yeah. But yeah, no, really, really enjoyed it. Go her. Delighted for her.
I think
My apologies.
Yes, them. I think what they have going for them is the song, when you hear it on the playlist, when you see the live performance of it, is quite different. I like the film clip. I really love the film clip, but I think the live performance is better.
That's what's going to make it for them.
And I think she'll do a great stage show. Mm. All right. So, Sky, what was your comments on Ireland?
I said not top 20. Like it, but it's too weird.
Okay. So I said loved it. Couldn't start these notes till it was over. I'm obsessed. Brilliant film clip and def top five for me. Obviously, she drops one.
Mm.
If it doesn't qualify, I will rage. Fucking rage.
This will be fun.
I think she'll qualify.
I hope she does. She deserves to, I think so.
They do, yeah.
Tyler, give us your 34.
I must be from the 70s. I felt like every time I listened to it, I was getting a curse put on me.
I think it is a curse song. That's what she's saying.
The idea.
Yeah, she's putting
it. Creeped me the fuck out. But also when she dressed up and went to the
stars and the moon.
I like that bit. I love that bit. It was the weird bear for me. The weird bear the triangle shaped weird bear. That was it for me. I was like, whoa.
I'll have nightmares about that.
Easter bunnies.
And they look like a Power Ranger character when they dressed up in the moon.
The moon, yeah.
But bear in mind, the bunny was probably about
massively.
And it was like nuts head.
And just the change. It was confusing me. I didn't know what was happening.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
The giggling creeps him out too. He's like, why?
They do feel like a bit of a witch.
Okay, and now for Australia. So, unfortunately, Australia ranked sixth with us. It just missed out on our top five by 2 points.
Germany. So collectively, we gave it six.
No, it came sixth overall, yeah, Australia. So it started last year. I think Australia came in sixth last year for us. So I gave it seven. Vinny also gave it seven. Again, there was no collusion. Sky gave it nine and Tyler gave it 17. So end up with 40 points overall from us. Would you like to lead us on this one, Sky, with your comments?
Sure. I just really like it. I don't think they will get number one. But I'm excited to see the performance. Ranked high, top 10, I said at least.
I said, always support my country. I don't hate it, but we'll love seeing the act. Be the bomb, show them how it's done, kill it. Because I think the film clip, I wonder if with the film clip, they're actually holding back so they can fucking explode on stage and people go, oh my God. We totally underestimated Australia this year.
Have you seen the promo on Instagram for the Australia Decides group that we follow, whatever it is, the page? The dress
they're
wearing is so cool. Like, then they actually look, if that's what they're dressing for the performance, it's very cool.
Going to be good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Tyler, what were your comments for Aussie, Aussie, Aussie?
I said it was a bit weird. So I've changed my mind like in the last few days. I've sort of, because I've been thinking about it a lot. I still think it's super weird. I don't really understand it. And I don't know how they're going to do their live performance.
Yeah.
What's confusing me.
Yeah.
Their video, I was really confused by it. But good singing. Good singing. Yeah. The chorus is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I think this brings us to, just sorry to segue, what is Australia doing not letting us vote at least? I can understand not having a festival, but at least let us vote. Like, just have a TV special where you bring out 10 or 15 or whatever and let us,
just picking people.
Even if we get a side vote, do you know what I mean? And then they decide the overall.
Like, vote again,
landed on us and not give us any preview. That's bullshit. I don't like it, how they're doing that.
Yeah, because that was the fun part about doing Australia Decides, was having your own little mini Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they just keep deciding for us. Fuck that.
And it also was a platform to get Aussie artists out in the industry, like fucking, what was that girls? What was the girls group?
G Nation.
Fucking that other chick with Isaiah Firebrace and stuff.
Yep.
Well,
and Jacqueline Jones.
I think it's
come forward a bit.
It's very different from what Australia have said in the past. And I think if they want to do well, I think they really need to capitalize on that whole Indigenous prospect of it,
yeah,
or aspect of it. If they have like an outback setting as the stage, I think they need a didgeridoo, because a didgeridoo was quite prominent in the background on it.
In the
and
song,
I think
yeah,
they need to highlight that,
yeah,
in the stage show. So that's really important that they have that. I think it's very, very electro pop in a sea of the opposite. I don't really know what I was talking about there. I was definitely like a couple of beers deep.
Very poetic.
But the stage needs to be on absolute point for them to make an impact.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And that's what I'm hoping their plan is. They're just going to come out with this performance and we're just going to go, holy fuck.
I'm going to go, ah.
Yeah.
Very good. Their performance for that other Australia Decides that you showed us on Saturday,
yeah,
that was quite cool. I really liked that. So if they can do that but better, I think they might do okay. But, you know, it's hard to say with Australia. Like, sometimes I think we don't get a vote because they're like, what the fuck are they doing here?
Yes.
And then sometimes I, you know, it's
I, yeah, I kind of felt like that last year in the final when Graham Norton was hosting the final. I think he gave us some shade about Australia being in it as well, which I didn't like, because I quite like Graham and he's gay and he should be a bit more supportive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any other countries anyone wants to know how they fared?
Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Tell us how Ukraine did.
So the Ukraine for
Tyler likes that one.
That came in at 19. Who does?
Tyler likes it.
That came in at 19 for us. I gave it 26. Sky gave it 35. Vinny gave it 4. And Tyler gave it 8.
You gave it 4, Vinny?
I love it. Yeah.
What's number 4? Shit. Yeah.
I said, I thought it was really good.
He loves the rapping too. I don't like the rapping.
Is that
I said, good duo. Chorus is sick.
Oh.
I said, they're haunting, they're beautiful, they're peaceful, they're amazing, they're soulful. Maybe they are miles ahead already.
You were.
Well, it's just bad rap.
What was yours?
Mine's just bad rap.
Mine says, I'm just not sure. Good beat.
Just.
Does anyone, Carla, is there any that you would like to know where they fared? Any in your top 5 that you thought might have scored higher from us? What was your top 1? What about Albania?
Albania, yeah.
We did read our comments for that already, but they came in top for us.
12,
yeah.
Well, what about that Armenia, Jayco?
Armenia. Okay, so they ended up getting 29th overall from us.
Yeah.
I gave it 34, Sky gave it 20, Vinny gave it 32, Tyler gave it 15.
Yeah.
It's no future lover or snap, no, that's for sure.
Yeah, so my comments was like, what did I say about it? Said, I thought she was hot as fuck. And I said, the na-na-na thing is fucking stupid, but kind of cool.
What did you say for Romania?
I can't read the first line.
I want to punch her.
I didn't mean that I wasn't able to read it. I just didn't think it's appropriate to read it.
That's all right. We can get violent.
I said, I love how they embraced our culture, but fuck off, you mole.
Scott, what did you say?
I had, is a grower, do like, don't think it could win, she's cute.
I said, intrigued, dot, 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 get better, please. It's not.
Get better, please.
What about the UK? How did Dizzy go?
Oh, Dizzy came in 31 for us.
Yeah, right.
I gave it 23. Vinny gave it 24. Tyler gave it 26. Sky gave it 30. See, that's what I mean. Some of our songs are all very grouped,
yeah,
very similar, and some are all over the shop. What did you say for UK?
Did Europapa go?
What did you say for UK?
For UK, I said... too cliche. I don't hate it, but it's too poppy. Don't know.
I said, look, I want to like it so much, but when it comes on, I always instantly roll my eyes. But it's not bad, just could do better.
This is what I wrote.
Mean, I think it says.
No, I said, I think it says weird something. It's just a scribble. Literally just a scribble. I can just make out the W.
He was very tired by this point. He could barely keep his eyes.
And that was the last song.
And I don't really like.
I said, initially I was worried for the UK. Now I'm petrified. It'll come very last. Wow, UK, not your best move.
Yeah. So in the odds, it's 13th.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll go straight through, obviously. So.
Yeah. And Europapa, you wanted to know. So that came in 20th for us. I ranked at 19. You ranked at 17. Vinny ranked at 16. Tyler ranked at 22. It's in the odds as number 3.
Okay.
Sorry, can we just check that? Austria, we will rave.
Austria, we will rave. That came in as 14.
Oh, because I rated 33.
I gave it 16. Vinny gave it 14. Tyler gave it 7. Sky gave it 33.
I liked last year, but what about Sweden? They won last year.
Oh, okay.
What's happened this year?
I quite like Sweden, but I know you guys don't like it.
Oh, no, yeah.
See, again, Sky, you say you quite like it, but you ranked it. Your ranking was the third lowest out of all of us. So I ranked at 27. Sky ranked at 21. Vinny ranked at 19. Tyler ranked at 14. What's your comments for this?
Hang on. So this is for, what are we, Unforgettable. Let's have a look. I really like it. Can't sing for shit.
I said decent. No Loreen and try hard.
What'd you say?
I said, let's just say Ireland are safe with the 7 wins all. 7 for Sweden, yeah. 7 for Ireland. It's very faithless, as in like not without faith, but the actual band.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the staging that will save them.
I said, great staging, but the song, question mark, well, it's forgettable.
Exactly what it says on the tin.
Silly twinks.
So witty.
Silly twinks. Lucky you don't need to qualify this year. You really didn't want to win again, hey?
Hey.
Bitchy.
Yeah, total bitchy.
Okay, I want to know about just last one, Norway.
Norway. Okay, yes. Well, see, this one came in 11th for us. I gave it 3. Sky gave it 14. Tyler and Vinny ranked it 23.
You gave Norway 3.
Yeah, I quite like it.
I quite like it too. I'm shocked. I thought you guys all would have hated it. I thought I would have been the only. I love the last bit when they put the subtitles underneath and she needs to drink her brother's blood to something to survive or something like that. And she sounds like Alanis Morissette, I think, too, in parts.
Yes, yeah, true.
I just wrote dumb.
Yeah, pretty much on par with mine. I said, wowzers, great singer. Lost my interest 23 seconds later. Thanks.
I said, yeah, bitch, bring the difference. I like it so much. Very good. Yes, bitch, do it.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't think there's any more I've got any questions about. Oh, look, for the sake of Ollie and Mags, let's just talk about San Marino.
All right. Well, San Marino ranked 25 overall for us. I gave it 9. Sky ranked it last, 37. Vinny gave it 20. And Tyler gave it 18.
Yeah.
I didn't like the film clip. Didn't like the song.
Well, they met the Eurovision brief with the mad look that they have.
Yes.
But I normally like San Marino. The last 2 years, I've loved San Marino. It's been in my top 10.
They're all weird as fuck, though. That's what I pretty much wrote. Weird as fuck. But decent. It was a decent rock song, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I was surprised that it got 37 from Sky. I was like, oh, really? But it's to the rain. This is one of the ones we were all over the shop.
Yeah, right.
And Moldova in the middle. Think about that. I wrote, what the fuck?
It went all right, didn't it, Moldova? Because Bino and I both liked it.
It came in at 16th. I gave it 8. Sky gave it 11. Vinny, 22. Tyler, 31.
And Zorro. That came in all right too, didn't it?
Zorro, what's that?
Zorro, Spain. That came in ninth.
That's exactly where I had Spain.
Oh, yeah. I had four. Tyler had it 25.
I read mine out before about being extra points for being super old.
Yeah. All right, horrible, nothing on slow-mo.
Everything is calibrated against slow-mo. Yeah.
From Spain. Looks.
I'm comparing to the first 2 years.
And the river
basically.
As well, the river.
This year, I'm just
not over that.
I'm just comparing this year to the last 2 years pretty much. But Malta, what did you see? Malta, did you see the gap in her teeth?
I don't remember.
Oh, you could fit two $1 coins side by side through those teeth, I'm telling you.
Well,
all right, okay, song. Only way she sings decent is because teeth in capital letters. Oh, that's really bad, isn't it?
I didn't see her teeth is because I've said backup dancers have my interest more. Good dance song, not into it right away. Maybe after a few plays. Good show, but that's saying something.
Have a look at her teeth. Have a look at the teeth.
She's a pop star. Good voice. She can move too. The dance moves better translate onto the stage.
All right. Well, that was another round of Eurovision ranking done for the year. Yeah. All right. Do you want to sit down and we'll do the farewell?
Oh.
You do this every
bitch.
Time, just walk off, mate.
We're
too drunk to continue.
Oh, you fall asleep.
Yeah, fall asleep.
Well, thanks for listening to the season 8 premiere. We are very, very, very excited to be back.
Yay.
Hope you are too.
Yes, I am totally excited. So tune in next week where we get back into our regular schedule, although we have a few little updates about how we've revamped the season, but we'll get into that in the next episode. Thanks, everyone, and good luck on the code from Nemo, our number one pick. See how they go, and looking forward to getting shit-faced when it's actually the live final.
Yay!
Bye, stupid bitches. Good night.
Bye.
Yeah, that stupid bitch. He's a stupid bitch. What a stupid bitch. That stupid bitch.